you think the developments that we've seen since the computer was invented in about the 60s, the microchip, if you recall all the developments that have happened since then, cellular phones, you name it, the question is, where do we go from here? And this is an interesting little perspective. This is from Audible Books, and this is a there was a book called Timeline by Michael Crichton, and I'm going to play about 5 minutes of this, and this is just really interesting. You might want to get this book from Audible.
Timeline. Introduction. Science at the end of the century. 100 years ago, as the 19th century drew to a close, scientists around the world were satisfied that they had arrived at an accurate picture of the physical world. As physicist Alistair Ray put it, by the end of the 19th century, it seemed that the basic fundamental principles governing the behavior of the physical universe were known. Indeed, many scientists said that the study of physics was nearly completed. No big discoveries remained to be made, only details and finishing touches. But late in the final decade, a few curiosities came to light. Rentgen discovered rays that passed through flesh. Because they were unexplained, he called them X-rays. 2 months later, Henri Becquerel accidentally found that a piece of uranium ore emitted something that fogged photographic plates, and the electron, the carrier of electricity, was discovered in 1897. Yet on the whole, physicists remain calm, expecting that these oddities would eventually be explained by existing theory. No one would have predicted that within 5 years their complacent view of the world would be shockingly upended, producing an entirely new conception of the universe and entirely new technologies that would transform daily life in the 20th century in unimaginable ways. If you were to say to a physicist in 1899 that in 1999, 100 years later, moving images would be transmitted into homes all over the world from satellites in the sky, that bombs of unimaginable power would threaten the species, that antibiotics would abolish infectious disease, but that disease would fight back, that women would have the vote and pills to control reproduction, that millions of people would take to the air every hour in aircraft capable of taking off and landing without human touch, that you could cross the Atlantic at 2,000 miles an hour, that humankind would travel to the moon and then lose interest, that microscopes would be able to see individual atoms, that people would carry telephones weighing a few ounces and speak anywhere in the world without wires, or that most of these miracles depended on devices the size of a postage stamp, which utilized a new theory called quantum mechanics. If you said all this, the physicist would almost certainly pronounce you mad. Most of these developments could not have been predicted in 1899, because prevailing scientific theory said they were impossible. And for the few developments that were not impossible, such as airplanes, the sheer scale of their eventual use would have defied comprehension. One might have imagined an airplane, but 10,000 airplanes in the air at the same time would have been beyond imagining. So it is fair to say that even the most informed scientists standing on the threshold of the 20th century had no idea what was to come. Now that we stand on the threshold of the 21st century, the situation is oddly similar. Once again, physicists believe the physical world has been explained and that no further revolutions lie ahead. Because of prior history, they no longer express this view publicly, but they think it just the same. Some observers have even gone so far as to argue that science as a discipline has finished its work, that there is nothing important left for science to discover. But just as the late 19th century gave hints of what was to come, so the late 20th century also provides some...
Okay, I'm going to have to end it there. If you want to learn more, go to craigship.com, craigship with two P's, .com, and go ahead and get the book Timeline from audible.com.